Zion Williamson was projected to be the top NBA draft pick even before he got to college. Our last story this week is about an incoming college freshman who isn't likely to be a number one pick, but he's already believed to have made basketball history. Here's Only a Game's Martin Kessler.
Sonia Bennett knew something was different about her son Kalen at an early age.
I'm talking like 3 months, 3 to 6 months. He wasn't focusing on me. He wasn't trying to make any noises or anything like that.
Sonia had already had a daughter. She says doctors told her,
well, you know, boys do things a little bit slower than girls, but my heart kept telling me that something was wrong.
When Kalen was about 9 months to a year old, he was diagnosed with autism.
And as time progressed, you know, they were saying that he wasn't going to talk, wasn't going to walk, and that I should look at these different, you know, facilities for him. And I said no. I had a child with an ability to do great things, but they just wanted to put a period on it and just tell me to just throw my hands up. Well, I did throw my hands up, but I just said, God, help me to help Kalen.
Sonia and her former husband lived in Arkansas. Eventually, Sonia found a doctor outside of Little Rock named Mitzi Washington.
What was that first conversation like with her?
Martin, it was a lot of tears. I said, something's wrong with me. Is something wrong with me? I mean, you're hysterical because you're fighting, seem like you're fighting against a brick wall of people. And she told me that, no, there's nothing wrong with you. And she gave me a big hug and told me that it was going to be okay.
Sonia says Dr. Washington set Kalen up with a therapist who came to the house 3 times a week. When the therapist wasn't there, Sonia says she'd try to work with Kalen on her own.
And nothing happened right away. Nothing happened right away. It's not no pop your finger and here it is, you know, type of deal.
But Kalen started making progress.
When he began to sit up, he would beat on the pots and stuff. Like if I would open up the refrigerator, I noticed that he was beating on the pots. And then if I closed the refrigerator, he would beat on them a lot stronger. So I'm like, are you trying to talk to me, little boy?
Kalen would beat on the pots when he wanted something out of the refrigerator. If Sonia grabbed the wrong thing, Kalen would beat harder.
And so I say that was first voice without voice.
Sonia says that at age 3, Kalen started to walk. At age 7, he started to talk.
I don't remember a thing before I was talking, honestly.
That's Kalen.
Well, Kalen, once you started speaking, what do you remember about where you grew up and what your childhood was like?
I just remember always being kind of private, like always to myself. I didn't want to be around nobody.
He was just alone, you know, playing with his toys or whatever and watching Blue's Clues. That was it.
Then something happened at school. Kalen thinks it was about 3rd grade. There was a pep rally for the basketball team.
And for some reason, I wanted to go up there with them. And they're like, hey, Kalen, sit down. You're not on the basketball team. So, like, I went home that same exact day, and I said, Dad, I want to play basketball.
Sonia remembers her reaction when she found out about Kalen's request.
Scared to death. His sensory process was very, 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 very bad. He didn't know danger. I mean, it was a lot of things for me to be afraid of as a mother, you know? But I also knew that the social skills, I wanted him to have developed social skills.
Kalen's father told Sonia that basketball would be good for him, and she talked to Dr. Washington.
She was like, let's just see how he reacts to it.
Kalen joined an AAU team, the Arkansas Hawks. Kalen was very tall, but it wasn't an easy transition. Some of his teammates had grown up playing basketball. He was new to the sport. Learning plays and coaching schemes was difficult. But Kalen and his coach came up with a way of communicating that worked.
Okay, so I love math. I can do math problems like that in my head.
He's a mathematician. So Coach Howard figured that out. And so he would use numbers to show him the different plays in the beginning.
Hoops fans are probably familiar with this system, but Coach Howard used basketball's traditional numbers as a stand-in for all the different positions. So a 1 represented the point guard, 2 for the shooting guard, 3 for the small forward, and so on.
So basically, he'll write those numbers down and tell me what number goes where in a play. Or if something happens to this number is supposed to do this. It kind of cleared, like, a lot of, like, confusion.
Still, Kalen wasn't having a lot of success on the court. But when he was in the fifth grade, his team played a game in Detroit.
They were babies. They was losing. They put Kalen in the game. And when they put him in the game, he started making shots. And that was his first time ever making a shot.
I just remember I shot a free throw. Everybody go crazy. I made the next one. Even the opposing team parents go crazy.
And he kept going, making the shots. And we were cheering. The people were looking at us like we were crazy, but we were cheering just like they were winning by 50 and they were losing by 30. But you would think that the heavens opened up. And that's when I said, oh, he's going to be good. He's going to be all right. You know, it took a while for him to catch on to, like, this is what I'm supposed to do. And when he did it, he never stopped.
And after he started playing basketball, Kalen says life got better for him off the court.
I started to break some of the walls I was struggling with. You know, just being able to talk to people, hang out with the other kids, be tougher. And then going into middle school, I learned a lot about just letting myself be myself, like not being anybody else, just be Kalen. And then I transferred to high school.
In 2018, Sonia Bennett, who had been told her son might never walk or never talk, watched Kalen graduate high school from Little Rock Christian Academy.
The fun part about it was I got my diploma. Just about almost everybody in the whole place stood up.
But that wasn't the end of Kalen's journey.
When did you realize that you could actually play college basketball? When did that cross your mind for the first time?
I say, actually, be honest with you, I never doubted it. I never doubted. That's not even cockiness. That's just being brutally honest. I know I can play.
During high school, Kalen, who'd grown to be 6'10", committed to play at the Division I University of Arkansas at Little Rock. But Kalen ultimately decided to do a post-grad year at Link Year, a Christian gap year program with academics and sports in Branson, Missouri. Before he started there, Kalen had one more summer playing AAU basketball.
I started getting offers off the rip. And then at the end of the season, after we came from Vegas, I got a call saying, Kalen, we would like to offer you a full scholarship to play at Kent State. I was overjoyed. I don't know what it was, but I was just overjoyed.
Division I Kent State plays in the mid-major Mid-American Conference. Kalen and Sonia visited the campus about 40 miles from Cleveland.
And we decided we're going to Kent State.
Kalen Bennett is believed to be the first person with autism to sign a national letter of intent to play a Division I team sport. The news got a big reaction.
He was once told he would never walk or talk.
Kalen Bennett, 6'10" basketball player from Little Rock, Arkansas, has committed to play at Kent State University next year.
Well wishes now flood his Instagram. You give a mom like me hope.
What's it felt like to get all of this response?
I mean, like, I knew I was going to inspire a couple of people. I didn't think I was going to inspire thousands of people across the country, not even countries, like around the world. I was just speaking my testimony.
Kalen, who for the record says he's now 6'11", is already in Ohio getting ready for his freshman year at Kent State. And he's not alone. Sonia's moved there too.
If I need something, she's going to be right there. I can go over there anytime. I can invite my teammates if I want. Yes, ma'am, I'm bringing them. She gave me the goofy eye.
Sonia knows her son's come a long way since those days playing with toys and watching Blue's Clues by himself.
If they telling you what you can't do, believe in your child and fight for your child. They can do what any other child can do if you give them the opportunity to do it.
Our story on Kaylin and Sonia Bennett came from Only a Game's Martin Kessler.
Well, Kaylin, anything else that you want to add before I let you go?
I got to give a shout-out. Shout-out Linky. Shout-out Little Rock Christian. Shout-out the Arkansas Hawks. Shout-out to all the mamas out there. And
thank you, Martin.
Thank you.